Jayhawk, Moonwalk, Chicken Fried Steak.
We're rolling.
Yeah, please.
For videos, messages, and more, find us online all the time.
Good to be in his house. This is going to be a short podcast because I have a theory people don't listen to long podcasts.
Yeah.
Is that theory.
That's just a theory?
Well, you see, last week, Bodie, we had Todd Wagner on the podcast. It was over 30 minutes, and we only had 30 downloads.
That's the lowest
number of downloads we've ever had.
We've been running about 200.
Is it because it was too long?
It's a theory.
How do you know it's long?
Come on.
How do they know it's long?
Because, Mike, it's the chicken fried chicken.
Moonwalks are awesome.
I love Craigslist.
Hey, there's some sketchy things happening to people on Craigslist.
Okay, we're all talking, but nobody knows who's talking or who we are because a lot of people, this is their first time to listen.
I bet you it's not.
I bet you're right, buddy.
This is Watermark Student Ministries Podcast, episode 32. This is Bodie. I'm the program coordinator. To my right is Bron Brown, the director of student ministries.
That is correct. Teasers on the way, Mike.
What's up, everybody? Mike Shelton here. And let me just say...
I'm Mike Shelton.
No, I am awesome.
Let me just say... And then there was one.
Oh, he's like throwing out the teaser.
Oh, yeah. Well, sitting next to Mike, we've got Melissa Miller, our women's staff.
What's up, people? I have big earth-shattering news today.
Earth-shattering?
That's...
I'm starting my own moonwalk business.
Not exactly, but...
I am going to jump over that
and then I'm
going to
sell it on Craigslist for a pile of chicken fried steak.
And I'll get it all free online through a teaser.
We need to explain to the audience what just happened.
We're all doing impersonations of Mike today, so you have to figure out who's
and
really Mike.
And they're taking different things that I've said and combining them into
Don't miss this. It's awesome.
Don't miss this. You rock, Anna and Ellie.
Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth.
Sarah Beth Baskey is our admin.
Yeah. Data entry.
Sir, you have to talk louder in the mic.
It's so much more than data entry.
I can't even hear you.
Okay, it's because you're talking too much.
You got to be louder, Sherbet.
Great
you can
point,
rock.
Sherbet.
Okay.
Everybody, let her talk.
In the spirit of everyone trying to be like Mike.
Give us your best Mike Sherbet impersonation.
I'm just going to boycott the teaser.
Sherbet, you are awesome.
You rock!
You rock!
Hey, you're Mike Shelton with a combination of Lou Holtz.
I'm not. Everyone knows who Lou Holtz is.
You look like a young
Lou Holtz. You're going to be a good quarterback someday, but you got to get out there and
I'm
you
David
Peniel.
I'm David Peniel. I direct the junior high ministry. I'm not, even though I do a good impersonation, I'm not changing my name to Mike Shelton, but I am changing my name this week.
All right. Oh. And my teaser is there's still time, Bodie. Still time. Teaser.
I am Bodie. I turn on the mics and let everybody talk for an
hour. Bodie, you rock.
I rock.
Bodie, you rock. You're awesome.
My parents are listening to this podcast.
What are your parents going to do?
That's kind
of They're
going to
come down here and slap y'all around for making fun of the voice that they created.
Wow.
But we went to camp together.
That's right, Peniel.
It's like Chris Farley now.
No.
Hey, do the listeners know that our moms went to high school together, David?
Do they know that?
Awesome
does, time
does
and
does David
rocks?
Know that?
Peniel, that rocks. All right, Bodie, what's up? What do you want to hear more about?
I want to hear more about what? I'm sorry, actually, there's only like maybe one. I want to hear about.
Which
Why
one is
this so?
It?
Okay.
You don't want to hear about me changing my name?
Okay, I want to hear about David changing
no,
his name.
No, nobody wants to hear anything from you, Peniel.
Fine.
Ooh, bitter. Bitter just
no,
shut
No, David,
up.
change your name to what?
I'm changing my name to JJ.
What?
Really?
Yeah, because JJ stands for Joe Jonas, who's one of the Jonas Brothers. And this week, me and Bodie and Jeremy, Sarah Beth's boyfriend, who's also a pilot.
Yeah.
He's a
We are dressing up like the Jonas Brothers. We're going to be the fake Jonas Brothers. We're going to Kid Craddock in the morning on Thursday, and we're going to show up where the Jonas Brothers are live on the radio, dressed up as the fake Jonas Brothers, and we're going to let people take pictures with us.
Hey, when the word gets out to our 30 listeners, it's going to be pandemonium.
It's going to rock chicken fried steak.
Which Jonas Brother am I?
You are, let me see, I've got their
picture.
You're
Jonah Jonas.
You're going to be the oldest one, Kevin Jonas, and I'm going to be Joe Jonas, and Jeremy's going to be Nick Jonas.
I got to admit,
you're going to be KJ.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought you just said I have a zit.
I'm changing my name to JJ, no? Joe Jonas.
Mel, no. What was your teaser?
Okay, why are we saying teasers?
Well, because Bron always says
teaser.
Well,
in the year
last night, this was such a big moment. Bron laughed at something that I did that was funny. He laughed at my joke.
Wow.
He thought I was funny
last
night.
And he laughed hard.
So you're saying he laughed actually in front of you and not behind your back this time.
Right. He laughed at my joke. Bodie.
Okay, Bodie. Awesome. Let's not get any fights, guys, because you rock.
I wasn't trying to get in a fight.
Y'all just need to go ahead and admit it. I am funny.
What was the joke?
And you... Well, it's not going to be funny over the air now.
Yeah.
Is it? Probably better not
do
that.
It was at someone's expense. Mainly
so that's
yours.
All we're going to get?
Bodie, I think I have... I think we recorded her joke.
He told you.
Here it is. Oh. What is it?
When your father gets home, he's going to bust your tail.
Yes, I agree.
That was hilarious. Oh, that was funny.
That is old.
Hey, I think Mike's feelings are hurt. He just disengaged.
All right, Mike, just in case.
Mike, shut down.
Just in case they don't read the blog, what was your, and it all comes down.
Well, all of our listeners read our blog.
And then there's one team right now in the Big 12 that is undefeated in football. You may think they're in the Big 12 South, but oh no, they're in the Big 12 North. They have totally cleaned house this season. They're 10-0. For the first time since the 1890s, and they are also
1890s.
That is a great point, right there.
Well, it's been.
No, that is a great point, and also
1890s.
The Jayhawks
footballs. They were made out of like grass.
Bro, they said it during the game on Saturday. It's
true. They weren't a team in the 1890s.
They really were. But
let me just tell you, when
ever.
James Naismith, the inventor of basketball, was coaching the Kansas Jayhawks, that's when we went 10-0. That's the last time we went 10-0.
Wait, he was coaching them at football?
In basketball, dork.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were talking about football.
I am. Right, everybody knows that James Naismith. Anyway, also.
It's basketball, dork.
Even though I'm a dork, do I still rock?
Oh, stop.
Love it.
That's true. I got to give Candace props. But mine, Bodie, I know you're going to come to me next. There's still time for Mike to jump off the bandwagon that he jumped on this season because he's never been a KU football fan until they started winning. And last time he was 1890. That was the last time.
1899. I just looked it up. You are correct. It was 1899.
Mike.
Thank you, Peniel.
You're
That's
welcome.
Pitiful.
All right. Well, these teasers were brought to you by... taking sweet, innocent children and making them sing dirty music.
It's not good.
What?
All right, well, it's almost Thanksgiving. Get off of there.
Bodie.
It is almost Thanksgiving.
That's
yes,
right.
It is, Bodie.
And the thing about Thanksgiving is that you don't get to experience Thanksgiving because they're already playing Christmas carols.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know, but it's really making me angry.
Oh, understand. My goodness.
Don't
Settle
be
down.
Angry.
The
don't
rage,
be angry.
Bodie.
No, don't be angry.
He can be angry.
Hey, I have Carter Tamma on my
feelings.
Cell phone.
Oh, he's calling? Answer it. Answer it.
Tell him to call back.
Hey, Put Carter.
Tell him we'll call him.
Put him on speaker.
Hey man, you are on the podcast right now. We're in the middle of it.
You should put it on the speaker.
How do you feel about that?
Speakerphone, Bron. Speakerphone.
Put it on speakerphone.
Put it on speakerphone, Bron.
Oh, no, he doesn't know how to use the speakerphone button.
This is very interesting.
Oh, Carter just said there's only 3 or 4 subscribers, and he wants to give a shout-out to him.
What did Carter say next?
do you not know how to use speakerphone?
Oh,
good.
All right, here.
This is awesome,
more
guys.
More Kids Bop. More Kids Bop.
Great.
Don't worry,
Play
I got
Kids
it. We'll cover it up. That's not kids pop.
Thanks, Carter.
That was perfect.
That was Carter. That was awesome.
That's just so weird.
Hey, Ron, if your career as a director of student ministries doesn't pan out, I think with your singing voice, you could make a career doing lead for the Kids Bop.
Thanks, David. I think you rock.
David.
Well, here's a remedy.
I didn't say it. Ron said it.
I said Ellie.
There is a remedy for the lack of Thanksgiving celebration.
Yeah, we need Thanksgiving tunes.
First
we
of
need,
all,
yeah.
Why is it wrong for me to not be happy with them playing Christmas carols so early?
It's okay, it's too early. Not appreciate, but don't be angry.
Don't be angry.
It's okay to be angry, but not
you heard it here first,
anger, right?
You heard it here first, everybody. Bodhi hates Christmas.
Don't go getting all spiritual.
Bodhi hates Christmas.
No. I just don't like. By the time Christmas comes around, and you're having the Christmas carols. You're like, please turn that off. I've heard it for two
just
months now.
Just choose not to listen to that music.
Well, I know that's what I have to do. But so
do you
the
listen
remedy,
to the radio, Bodhi?
Yeah, the remedy is
you need an iPod. Go ahead and tell the audience.
One.
Tell
okay.
the audience.
Yeah, I need an iPod for Christmas.
Because you don't own one.
I've never owned an iPod.
Are you for real?
That is very strange.
Why that is that strange? How is that strange?
It's not strange.
Not right.
I think it's strange.
It just doesn't seem right.
Bodhi, as hip strange. And trendy as you are, you need an iPod.
Do you have an iPod, Sarah Beth?
That's an oxymoron.
That's good.
You said oxymoron.
I know, but I meant to say oxy. I think
okay.
I've been watching too much Zooli.
Who are you calling a moron?
TV.
You rock, Bodhi.
But there's a remedy to that, and that is just to make up your own music. For Thanksgiving.
Oh, why don't we make up our own Thanksgiving songs? No.
And you know, the easiest
that
way...
That makes us angry.
That makes us very angry.
Sarah Beth, you shouldn't be
turkey
angry.
For
Sarah
me
Beth
and
is raging
for you.
In her
I'll put my turkey
right
in
now.
A big brown shoe.
Let's just let Bron freestyle, because he's so
sure.
awesome at it.
All right, then.
Right, Peniel?
Peniel, me and you freestyle?
I'm down for it.
Go for it.
What are we doing? Are we making
Thanksgiving?
Up Thanksgiving songs?
Yeah, we're making up
songs?
Thanksgiving flows.
Can you include
flows.
Cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie?
Yes.
Okay. You just point at me when it's my turn.
And this is going to be the Thanksgiving rap, okay? And it's coming up. Do you want that? Do you
give
want
me
the,
a beat.
Which beat do you want?
I want this Snoop Dogg.
All right, then.
Are we doing this slow song here?
No. Come on, people out there in Radio Land, put your hands together. Come on.
Are you starting?
Well, I like my turkey and giblet gravy. I like sit by Mike because his hair is wavy. He likes cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. And if you look him in the face, you'll see him in the eye because David.
I'm rapping about Thanksgiving. I like to talk about all the stashed mashed potatoes.
Oh,
I meant to say stuffed
David.
Mashed potatoes, and I said staffed
yeah,
mashed
cut
potatoes.
Yeah, something up on the screen.
You're
over
reading
there.
You're
something.
Cheating.
I see you staring at the screen.
I've got
David
a list of words.
Well, it helped.
I could do that.
No. I was gonna go into a rap about Squanto, but I messed up.
Sad. All right, give us your Squanto rap. Put
hey,
that back up.
Bro, you practiced this before. I didn't practice.
I didn't practice. That was free flow.
All right, give me a beat again. I'll start this time.
Okay. Bron's just good. He gets
I better turn the screen
skills.
Off, otherwise I'm fried.
Come on, people. Put your hands together. If you're
so
in your car, if you're at home, gardening, if you're playing
so
with your toys at the house,
spent.
Put your hands together.
So much time spent with my family. Yo, Thanksgiving, the time when we sit at the table. Eat lots of gravy and stuff if you're able. Put it in your mouth. Put it in your eye. It doesn't matter. You can eat a French fry. Talk to your sister. Talk to your mom. Talk to your grandma or grandpa all day long. Sit at your house. Watch some football. Then go outside. Maybe trip and fall. It doesn't matter. Thanksgiving.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
That was
good.
That was good. Anybody else want to give it a shot?
I got another one. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, instead of saying trip and fall, I should have said something about
that was good, though.
Watch the leaves
give me that same
fall.
Beat.
Oh, yeah,
Sam. Cause the first turkey dinner was 1620. The pilgrims had it in the land of plenty. Nothing was chill with the harvest still, but a red brother knew he had enough to go around. That's actually an old, that's Chris Rock's little.
Oh, my
like,
God.
How do you know 1620?
The pilgrims had got some corn from Squanto. They had to do the crops with a hoe. Then they got out the...
I thought you were going to say like the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
No, I was going to say my rats are on a roll, and then you can get your butter on a roll, toasted or not.
Mm. What do you think? Has that got you in the Thanksgiving mood or what?
That has
buddy?
Got me into the Thanksgiving mood.
Yo, round of applause. That was
I think I hate myself now.
Are we ready for Dear
Water? Let's hear.
How about Mike?
Mike?
Oh, I was just about to say thank you for not making me do that. Now I can't say that.
And here he goes.
Let's go.
Here we go, Mike.
Come on, try it.
Let's hear it for Mike.
Here he goes. Come on, come on, come on, Mike. Here we go, Mike. Do it like it's awesome. Do it like it's giving. Awesome.
It rocks.
Cranberries. Cranberries.
And you say it rocks, and I got a moonwalk. Talk to my buddy Eddie, wearing his sock. Where's him at turkey? Where's him for dinner? I think I'm gonna get just a little dinner.
There you go. There's my rat.
I never knew so many types of pickles existed until my grandma put them on the table in front of me.
Because they're twisted.
She insisted.
She insisted I eat the okra and the sweet pickle.
It kept going down.
Every once in a while my voice sounded like Don Rickles.
And since that day, I was never ever fickle. Word.
Fickle.
You got something else for us today?
That's for the it.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, one thing I wanted to do, I figure we've got, if this isn't our last podcast, which it might be,
right.
You might be listening to it, but if not, we've got about four left till the end of the
you
year.
Rock.
And I just wanted to ask two questions per podcast to everyone on the podcast to answer. And then what I've done is I've put a form on our blog, watermarkstudents.com, click blog. You guys, everybody following along with this? Guys on the listening? Melissa?
What?
WatermarkStudents.com. You click blog. There's a forum on there where our listeners can go to and they can answer 8 questions.
Oh,
and
I
along
saw that.
With our answers, we'll read their answers. But I want to ask you guys 2 questions today, and I'll ask
Let's
you at random. The first question is this: how would your mother describe you in one word? Okay, think about it. How would your mother describe you in one word? And if you could change your name, what would you change it to? All right. Those are the first 2 questions, and we're going to have our listeners fill out the form, watermarkstudents.com, click blog, fill out that form, click submit. That's all you have to do. Melissa, how would your mother describe you in one word? You live with your mother.
This is true.
It's just off the top of your head, one word.
Well, it's a 2 word. It's big-hearted.
Okay.
Ooh.
We'll change that to barded.
That's weird. No.
Sarah Beth, one word.
Perfect.
No.
Oh,
perfect.
Sorry, I can't be perfect.
Shelton, what's your one word?
Rocks. Passionate.
Passionate. Nice. Ron, your mom, one word?
Obnoxious.
Okay. Bodie, your mom, one word?
Tall.
Wow.
Bodie.
That's the one word your mom would use to describe you as tall?
Yeah.
No.
I think my mom would say lamb.
Like your wife's maiden name?
No, like with a B, like a sheep.
Little lamb.
Okay, if you could change your name, what would you change it to? Bodie, we're starting with you this time.
Tall.
Terrible.
Sorry.
Terrible. For an improv expert, that's horrible. Bron, what would you change your name to?
Pex.
P-E-C-K or P-A-C-S or P-E-X?
P-E-X.
Okay, cool. Mike?
So when I was a kid, I wanted to change my last name to Jordan.
So you'd be Mike Jordan.
Michael.
Oh, Michael Jordan. Okay, cool.
Because my middle name is the same middle name as his.
All right, Melissa, what would you change your name to?
Carlos, what's up, dude?
¿Qué pasa, Carlos?
Oh, hola.
Carlos, come say hi.
We've got a guest on the podcast, Carlos. And we're going to wrap things up.
Come teach us some Spanish, bro.
Tell us something in Spanish. Tell us something in Spanish real quick about how you feel about us.
On Spanish?
Yes.
Muy contento.
I knew he's been faking this whole time. He's not
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, that's
Carlos,
the reason why
we're
number one student ministry podcast in the world. We've got Spanish speakers.
Tell us about your favorite Mexican restaurant. Where would you tell everybody to go?
Cuquitas.
Who?
Well, cuquitas for Texas guys and people. Cuquitas for Mexicans.
What?
Hey, this is really not me doing this voice. This is really
really a guy named Carlos.
Carlos on staff.
In case anybody was confused.
I know. All right.
Sarah Beth said perfect.
Sarah Beth, what would you change your name to?
entire
list. Melissa, did you already say yours?
No.
What is it?
Totally skipped over me.
What would you change it to?
Actually, I would change it back to my real first name.
Chickpeas?
Oh.
No. My last name used to be Tabdilly.
That's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad Tabdilly?
What? No, I don't think that's
no?
it.
No.
Oh.
Not it.
Indirect.
Be Melissa. All right,
Sarah Beth, what would you change your name to?
I don't know. I always, as a kid, liked Mackenzie or Madison. I wish I was named those names.
All right. Madison. That's what we're going to call you, Madison.
She's Madison.
What's I would Mac? Change my name to my Native American name, which is Running Fox. And I would just go by Running Fox all the time.
I was Skipping Rabbit.
When I was in Y Indian Guides, that was my name, and part of me really wanted just to be called Running Fox all the time.
I don't mind that. I think that'd be great.
It'd be cool. Hey, Running Fox, what's up, guys?
Hey, well, before we wrap up, we want to get to listener email because we always beg for listener email.
And we actually have some?
We actually do.
Yeah.
So while our listeners are going down the tube, our emailers are skyrocketing.
Here's that. Okay, well, we have one from Todd, just because he said he was going to email us since he was a visitor.
Todd Wagner?
Yeah, our senior pastor. First thing he said was Albert Hammond. Does that ring a bell? Is that maybe an art?
Not sure.
Okay.
Is that one of the songs?
Maybe so.
It Never Rains.
What was the next one?
It Never Rains in Southern California. Sorry it took me so long. Enjoyed being with y'all and proud to be serving with others. Y'all are the best I've ever seen. Not just at fun, but helping kids becoming increasingly faithful. Proud of you and grateful for each of you. Sarah Beth, grace to you for putting up with these guys.
That was really a nice email from
Todd.
Thank
you, Todd.
Amen, Todd.
And P.S. David, you're fired.
What?
That's what it said on the 100th episode.
Did not.
More. There's more. There's more listener email.
Oh, yeah. Allie Wagner. Todd's daughter said, I've listened to every podcast since number one, and I would have to say that the last podcast was by far the best one yet. I'm going to get you back, David. You know what I mean by convincing my dad to say that the pressure's on about being his daughter. The Saran wrap from like 4 weeks ago that you mentioned on the podcast, I thought that was funny. It was not a letdown, and you're lucky to still be on staff. I had fun doing the intense stunt with you at the draw, even though I really did almost knock my head off. I was close to answering the call last Monday. I was in Spanish and usually would, but we were studying and it was a quiet point in class.
Okay, here's the question for the, if she did answer the phone in Spanish, how would she answer?
Bueno.
Bueno.
That's
bueno
the
is
answer. Bueno.
Hello, Spanish.
You know how I know that? It's because I looked up a number in our database and I called and it was like an old number, it was the wrong one, and the person who answered said, bueno.
Yes.
I said, wrong number, and just hung up
it
on
it. Might have been Taco Bueno. Next.
I thought bueno was good.
Allie kept saying things, but it was all good things. Keep up the great work. You're on my top of the popularity list.
Did we have anybody that wasn't from the
Wally?
Anybody not from the Wagner family? Email?
Why, yes, actually. My sweet girl, Jessica Evans, who's up at the White House.
Hello.
Whoa, Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. She's intern at the White House.
At the White House?
Former
the White House.
What are we doing?
Stop. Man.
Anyway, she sent us an email saying, hey, y'all, just wanted to let you know that as a subscriber, I do actually.
She's talking to us.
I'm talking, David. As a subscriber, I do actually listen to the podcast. It's awesome. Stop. That I can still enjoy everyone from over 2,000 miles away.
2,000 miles? Wow.
I can't wait to get back and see everyone. DC has been awesome, but I'm excited to get back home. See you in December, Jess.
All right, I love it.
We have one more non-Wagner.
Okay.
Hey, this is from Sam Robertson. Hey guys, what's up? I'm just emailing you because no one else is. I don't know why people don't listen to this.
No one else?
That's controversial.
Well, up until this week, no one else was. I don't know why people. I don't know why people don't listen to podcasts because it's so great.
Whoa, she's right. I'm gasping.
I'm a committed listener, and I will never unsubscribe. You guys are my number one podcast in my book.
Yeah, Sam
is the man.
Sam, you rock.
Sam, let's send Sam a prize. Can we do that?
Sure.
Sarah Beth, pick him up at Pokio's, free Pokio's. We'll send it to Sam.
Okay.
You rock, Sam. Sam, you are awesome. That's a message from Mike to you.
All right, well, let's wrap up then. This has been episode 32 of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast.
As Bodhi fell asleep during that last part.
What? Were we not done?
We are.
No, we got coming up in high school. That's right, coming up in high school.
Coming up in the senior high ministry.
Don't miss this. Chicken, because it rocks. This Sunday night, and love Jesus. So don't miss this, because this Sunday, tell them what we're going to do, Mike.
It's so serious, and we were
okay,
so funny.
This is really serious.
Why don't we do junior high first?
The progressive right is almost full. Send in your waivers and pay your moolah, because that thing's going to be off the crazy.
Yes, it is.
That's all I got to say about junior high. You got to come to Wake every week.
On a more
week.
Serious note, this Sunday night, we're going to be...
We've got the Jonas Brothers video.
Yeah, we'll have that. Do you want to interrupt any more? Or just
I'll interrupt. Here's some serious music for you. I just thought I'd set the mood for some music. Sorry about that, Mike.
Hey, this Sunday night, we're going to have the Jeff Cash Band will be back. We're going to talk about one of the mission trips we're going on this summer to Camp Barnabas. You'll get to hear a lot about that. And also this Sunday night, we'll be talking about sexual abuse and the effects of that and what people struggle with after they've been abused. So you don't want to miss this Sunday night at Shoreline.
Yeah, it'll be a powerful night, so join us this Sunday.
Awesome. Woo! Okay, so now this has been episode 32 of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast. I almost forgot about all that stuff. This is Bodhi out.
And this is Mike Shelton. It rocks out.
Ronnie B out.
Princess Mel out.
Basti out.
Pinuel out. You rock.
We need to take the podcast and put it on a CD and we're not done. It.